Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Following my conversation with Minister McEntee, which we will podcast in its entirety later, your thoughts. Justin, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. What was I to say? It has. Good to talk to you.
Hope all is well. You know, this is disheartening to hear her statements. First of all, I can tell she's never been to a criminal justice class in her life. Secondly, who's the boss here? The chief of the guards or the minister for justice?
I did put that to her. Who's boss?
Yeah, she's the boss. She's the top dog, and she's passing the buck off to, we need more guards. But your guards still aren't doing anything. Last week, my daughter was ripped off for $1,500 grand from a text message that came through, like a lot of people have been having. But my kids know never to answer the text or click the links. This one came from an actual on-post label. It said on-post. It didn't even have a phone number. And it's the same text she would get when it was a legitimate thing from the post office. They took $1,500 from her university money. I called the guards the next day trying to help her. And the guard told me, sure, all those scams are coming out of the States. And me being a retired police officer, I had to inform him that the money was spent at Curry's. I did more investigation and tracked down who did it in 15 minutes than they were willing to do, period. And then the banks had to take it upon themselves to go get the money back. And that left two victims, our daughter and Curry's, who's out a brand new iPhone that these people use the money to buy.
Yeah.
So when you have crimes like that going on, and think about the older people that are getting scammed by these people left and right, that's one thing. Think of the amount of drugs coming into this country. Recently, with that big, the big bust for meth coming in here, let me tell you something, as somebody who's dealt with meth addicts in the United States. Those people get hopped up. They're up for days. They're hallucinating. These cops don't even have the equipment to deal with it. And I feel sorry for these guys if that drug takes a big hold in this country.
Yeah.
This woman wants to talk about, we got
to just to come back to Minister McEntee, just to be fair and balanced, Justin. She actually has a law degree, so let's just be fair.
She has a law degree, and I can guarantee you, I've got more training as a police officer than she got in her law degree.
But she does have a law degree. It's worth putting it on the table anyway.
And I'm not saying like the law is in being a lawyer. Being a solicitor is one thing. Being a cop who's called to protect and serve, completely different ballgame that she doesn't understand.
Oh, yeah.
And if you haven't done the job, don't sit there and act like you know, because obviously you're making the wrong...
There's a thing. Are you suggesting that ministers, and I know the way they do it, and correct me if I'm wrong here on the way they do it in the States, you're an American, I'm not. So when a president takes office, he or she, there will be one day, can appoint their own justice, head of justice, who doesn't have to be a politician. They can pluck a police commissioner from D.C. or from New York or wherever and put them in to control the Department of Justice. Is that something we should do?
Which is what they do.
Yeah?
That's what they do, because if you look at Chicago and New York, you know, the police commissioner from New York then became the police commissioner in Chicago. And then they hire people who know how to do the job.
Mm.
And they send these folks to conferences all over the world. The federal government, they go to classes with the FBI. They go to different training from different agencies constantly throughout the year, so they know the active threat level. You know, when I call the guard and he's telling me the scams are being run out of the United States, that tells me that guard has never had any training to even understand what the scam is. They don't even know.
Well, it is a fact that they are coming from the four corners of the world. We know that, just from talking to cyber experts.
Understand.
You know?
But your average cop doesn't know that here. Because he doesn't know the technology. He doesn't get enough of these classes that every officer should be getting so they can help people.
Yeah.
And I support the guards 100%. And I, like I said, I feel horrible for these men and women to have to do this job. because they don't have the backing of people who know how to do the job accurately.
Okay. Leave it there. Thank you very much, Justin. I have other people who want to get in on this. Keith, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good. What would you like to say?
Yeah, and was in 2010, I was going over to Slovakia to work.
Yeah.
And before I was allowed work, the Slovakian government taught me that I needed to be Garda vetted in Ireland first before they allow me to work. Mm-hmm. There's no problem coming or going over holiday or whatever, but to work you had to be Garda vetted. And we don't do any of that here for any EU citizens, or never mind someone from outside the EU.
Mm. Well, I suppose for someone, to be fair, Keith, somebody coming from a war zone, it's hard to get a Garda vetting for them. But someone coming from Spain can't get police fit. Do we ask people to get police vetted coming here to work?
No. Don't ask anyone anything.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're just asking, are you eligible to work in the Republic of Ireland? Mm. Yeah, I am. I'm from the EU. All right, that's fine.
Mind you, as an EU citizen, they say that is their right to live and work in any other EU country.
Yeah, exactly. But other EU countries ask for people to be Garda, for Ireland, Garda vetted, for France, they have to be checked. If they were, for a German person going to France, they have to be checked. Just make sure that the wrong type of person isn't going to try and get employment in a job that might be the wrong environment.
Mm. Mm. Well, the last thing you want is someone coming in here, for argument's sake, to work with children, and they've got a conviction for, nefarious dealings elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I don't think she's qualified for her job. And she just seems to prove that on a daily basis. Mm. Like she couldn't give you a straight answer to anything. It was always, the numbers.
Well, I have to say, if I noticed one flaw in her replies to me over the course of a 35-minute interview, it was that she kept, and I pulled her up on it once or twice, she kept referring back to numbers rather than lived experience.
I'm blaming COVID for everything.
Yeah. That began to rankle a small, but I will say. Keith, thank you. And I think one or two more calls on this. Dermot, good morning.
Morning. This is Dermot.
Indeed. Good morning. What do you want to say, sir?
2 days ago, in the Senate, or the Senate House, McDougall, who was in 2004 era a minister for justice.
Yes, and he was an attorney general at one point, yes.
That's right. He was in the Senate 2 days ago on his own little YouTube station. You can see it all. And he outlined that this pact that the government is signing Ireland up to is an absolute disaster. Mm. It cannot work. It will basically just open the floodgates to more people entering the country.
How will it do that? Because I hear various different accounts of how it will and how it won't.
Yes, well, he outlined it in the Senate exactly how it would transfer Ireland's sovereignty over to the EU, they would just tell us who we have to take and when we have to take them. And if we don't take them, we got to pay 25,000 for each person that we don't take. And it's going to cost us billions and the rest. And so it's all there. If anybody wants to see a knowledgeable person explain why the pact cannot work, and why the government is short-circuiting the Senate, because normally the Senate...
Do you know what often happens, Dermot, in a situation like this, and it bothers people a lot? You couldn't doubt for a second the legal credentials of Michael McDougall, senior counsel, former attorney general, former minister for justice. He's on one side of the discussion. On the other side of the discussion, you will find somebody with equal credentials who is equally well able to make their point. And we are left in the middle to decide who to believe. That's a problem.
Yeah, well, you see, what the government is trying to do, normally when you do something drastic like this, you have to go through the Dáil and you make a bill and then you go to the Senate, the Seanad, and they decide yay or nay. But in this case, they're using an administration system to short-circuit and just say, we declare the cabinet, we declare that this will happen.
The cabinet has a right to just do certain things that don't have to go through the Dáil or Seanad.
Yeah, well, they did that by declaring war on Russia. They sent Irish troops over to Ukraine, so that we've declared war on Russia.
Well, we haven't. That's a bit an overstretch, and I can't let you away with
that.
We'll agree on a lot, but not that.
I find that that's the case. Yeah. Anyway, I'm telling anybody who wants to know how bad it is and how much rubbish she was talking, just go to YouTube, look up McDougall, or look up the articles that will be written about it, whatever. You know, there's all different ways of seeing what he said. And you'll know what the story, real story is.
Okay. All right. Leave it there. Thank you, Dermot. 0818969696. This new migration pact across the EU, it's like anything else. You'll get, for every one person, you'll get to agree with it. You get someone else who doesn't. And poor fools like you and me are in the middle trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong. On the guards and getting into the guards, I have a son who's passed everything they need to get into the guards, waiting since last July to be called. The young men and women are there and waiting. Why is that? Now, on people throwing away their documents, and Kevin, I don't know, you and I might disagree on this. We agree on many things, but I think we disagree on this. Why would someone from Afghanistan throw away their documents? Well, do you think the Taliban are a trusting government? That's where people are fleeing. It's hardly surprising people fleeing despot nations have trust issues. You'd have to be some kind of simpleton to not understand that. You see, I don't know, Kev. Yes, you're coming from a horrible place with horrible government. I get that. But you're coming to a place where you know you'll be welcomed because we have an international reputation for it. And we need paperwork to let you in.
Cork's 96 FM.